Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the country requires energetic leaders in every sector as India is emerging as a global powerhouse. Speaking after inaugurating the first edition of the School of Ultimate Leadership Seoul Conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the country needs such world-class leaders who can set trends and find solutions to global complexities. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the importance of Seoul in creating world-class leadership. Mr. Modi said human resources play a major role in the development of a nation. The Prime Minister emphasized that steps must be taken to create a world-class governance and policy-making ecosystem by connecting with the global best practices. He added that the establishment of the School of Ultimate Leadership is an important step towards the journey of Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme on Monday from Bhagalpur, Bihar. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan gave this information. In Arunachal Pradesh, the investiture ceremony for the conferment of state awards, the Chief Minister's Award for Excellence in Public Administration and the felicitation of medal winners of the 38th National Games was held at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. The awards were presented by Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Purnaik, in presence of Chief Minister Pema Khandu and his Council of Ministers. The gold medalist of the state award, Doni Polo Mission School for Hearing and Visually Impaired, Itanagar, Department of Cardiology, Trims Women Police Station, Itanagar, Project Vartak under BRO, Doni Polo Cultural and Charitable Trust, Ramakrishna Sarada Mission, Center for Bear Rehabilitation and Conservation, Pakke Tiger Reserve, Amit Mittal, SP Anti-Corruption Bureau, Inspector Millie Gay and Constable Jimkam Khorang. For the Chief Minister's Award for Excellence in Public Administration 2024, the recipients are Office of the Superintendent of Police Itanagar, Office of the Deputy Commissioner Papunpare, and Department of Agriculture in two categories. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that mental disturbances in the form of anxiety and depression have emerged as a critical medical challenge. Addressing the Global Conference of Meditation Leaders in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar emphasized that meditation emerges as a beacon of hope in coping with mental health issues. Lauding the event, Mr. Dhankar noted that the conference aligns with the United Nations mission of sustainable development. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said that out-of-pocket health expenditure has declined from 64% to around 39% in the last 10 years. Addressing the 12th edition of the International Health Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi today, Mr. Nadda said the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, along with the services provided under the National Health Mission and other schemes, has led to the decline of out-of-pocket health expenditure. In the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, along with devotion, faith and spirituality, great emphasis is also being laid on education. As part of the Uttar Pradesh government's initiative, schools named Vidya Kumbh have been established in every sector of the fair area. Minister of State for Coal and Mines, Satish Chandra Duve, has called for ensuring uninterrupted supply of critical minerals in the country, as in the Critical Minerals Matrix Conference organized by FICCI in New Delhi today. Mr. Dubey said that the government has launched the National Critical Mineral Mission, which aims to secure India's critical mineral supply chain by ensuring mineral availability from domestic and foreign sources. The BJP has accused the Congress of seeking support from foreign forces to interfere in the electoral process of the country. Addressing media at party headquarters today, party leader Gaurav Bhatia said U.S. aid was being used to interfere in the electoral process. Meanwhile, Congress leader Pawan Khera has said that a false narrative is being spread that U.S. aid of $21 million was taken to destabilize Narendra Modi government. Indian biologist and wildlife conservationist Poonima Devi Burman has been named Woman of the Year by Time magazine. The list honors extraordinary leaders working towards a better, more equal world. 45-year-old Poonima Devi is the only Indian woman on the list. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.